After a little while, staring through the glass at the warm scene inside and thinking about her next steps, she recognized that her fingers were getting colder. She must do something now, not to turn to ice herself. Right in that moment, the father inside the house finished his story and closed the book. And what she recognized at that very moment made her legs feel soft. All the power of her legs was gone in the moment she saw the cover of the book. She could clearly see a picture of a Selkie on it and black markings. How could she know that these were words which said, "Tales of Mermaids"? Tears appeared in her eyes. Could these children ever feel the same as her? To want to go to the sea and look for a Selkie's daughter to play with? Oh, how foolish she'd been. A voice, a whispering voice, started in her head saying, "Go back, go back, go back." In tears, she turned around. With all the power left in her legs, she ran back to where she left her silver costume. And while she was running, she was aching to be back in the water, to play with the whales, to dive in the streams down to the wrecks. But most of all, she missed her home and her dad and her mum. Surely they had discovered she had gone and were filled with worry.